1, 2, 3.
I remember back then, what we couldn't. I remember back in the days when we just smoked black in my eye, now we eat.
Hey, I'm just trying to get back and baby get high. Hey, trying to block out all the hate from getting high. Hey, the only thing that we ever do is get high. Hey, ever looking for my apple somewhere high. Hey, making money, counting money, getting high. Hey, trying to block out all the hate from getting high. Hey, the only thing that we ever do is get high. Hey, ever looking for me, I've been somewhere high. Hey, I'm just trying to get back and baby get high. Hey, trying to block out all the hate and get high. Hey, the only thing that we ever do is get high. Hey, ever looking for me, I've been somewhere high. Hey, making money, counting money, get high. Hey, trying to block out all the hate and get high. Hey, the only thing that we ever do is get high. Hey, ever looking for me, I've been somewhere high.
I remember the thing that you said that you wouldn't do, but you did it anyway. Told me that you wasn't going out, but you did what you didn't care anyway. Hey, it was late night. We had a large fight with that short dress and them high heels and my headlights and my headlights. I was on the bird shooting everything from the neck up like purge night. But instead, baby, just the real world, do your best up. Have a good night. Let me balance all of my wrong or rights. I got a candidate and he put and I do damage, baby. When I think about it, I go blank and shout it.
Hey, I'm just trying to get back and baby get high. Hey, trying to black out all the hate and get high. Hey, the only thing that we ever do is get high. Hey, ever looking for my apple somewhere high. Hey, making money, counting money, get high. Hey, trying to block out all the hate, get high. Hey, the only thing that we ever do is get high. Hey, ever looking for my apple somewhere high. Hey, I'm just trying to get back and baby get high. Hey, trying to block out all the hate and get high. Thing that we ever do is get high. Hey, ever looking for my apple somewhere high. Hey, making money, counting money, get high. Hey, trying to block out all the hate, get high. Hey, the only thing that we ever do is get high. Hey, ever looking for my apple somewhere high.
I'm loving the zone that I'm in when I'm blowing, when I'm in and inventing some shit that's so deep that pertains to the street with a beat that's so cold. It's meant to be sold, so it's got to be thrown like a passing breeze. Nigga hit the blunt twice, then pass the trees. We got weed, so strong to high last week. Gap in the eggs with the stakes all in it. Got a trap in the dope with the stakes all in it. Got niggas sippin' clean, got some sippin' lean. All cars stay clean, ain't there one rent it. We getting high, getting to the chain. Fuck jazz and hoes and you brain the pain. Look at G run deep in the niggas' vein. Dumb sex, they throw like a up north burrow.
Hey, I'm just trying to get back and baby get high. Hey, trying to black out all the hate from getting high. The only thing that we ever do is get high. Hey, ever looking for my apple somewhere high. Hey, making money, counting money, get high. Hey, trying to block out all the hate, get high. Hey, the only thing that we ever do is get high.
Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on that's our torch.
Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on, that's my torch. Taking everything in here by natural force. I know the others get stuck and get off the porch. I'll be 16 and 90 by the come of March. That 16 flies burn away your boss. I got a duffel bag, everything in it is starch. And if I reach in, I'ma pull out something large. Bust it wide open, I wear it like it's a corsage. Pretty though, with the goons in my entourage. Duffel bag girl, yeah, snow mirage. Lyrics like Maserati when I pull out the rush. It make a big boom like a verbal barrage. Duffel bag deep. Picture this, it's a collage. I can hear all the haters over all this claws. Got the remote, click, I put them all on pause.
Duffel bag deep inside the force. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the force. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the force. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. That's so bad deep inside the force. We don't sleep. See the light,
I gotta keep the books like I'm a local librarian. Cause duffel bag deep dealing with some barbarians. When I cut up, I give them all cesareans. What's beef when you talking to a vegetarian? No fun when I whip out them Nancy Kerrigans. I'm on my Maryland, really there's no comparison. I need two goons to help me just carry it in. I'm duffel bag, I'm dope, just like a heroine. I got them higher than a five-star Sheridan. The great view, they won't miss, let me spiral in. Quick, fast, and I never win, they won't last. Just watch how I just settle in. I'm trying to break ground, do some up leveling. They do much talk, but really say irrelevant. Me, I keep strong, just working on my development. And I'm original, Kush Medical Medicine.
Duffel bag deep inside the force. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the force. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the force. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the force. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch.
It's grown folks' business. Music and topics, guests and interviews, man, this shit is popping. Folks be calling in, plenty of record spin, blessed with past guests, and folks be dropping in to God, the DJ, and the FMC. That boy, Hey Rue, Sergeant Rock, and Tweety B, Wagwan, 9 Pacific, 12 Eastern. If you ain't listening in, you wasting your motherfucking life. Yeah. Boy.
All right. We're here for another episode of Grown Folks Business on this great Saturday. It's nice outside. How y'all doing?
Oh, man. It's laid back in the gap over here in Mississippi right now. You know, we've been having all this bipolar weather. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's been tornadoes coming through here, and next thing you know, it's sunshine outside. Then it's pouring down rain. Next thing you know, it's sunshine outside. Then the temperature then dropped down to 40-something, 30-something. Next thing you know, it's nice outside. So the sun is beaming. It's going to be a hot one today, just in time for spring break. You understand me? It's going down.
Okay. That's what's happening. All right. See how it's looking out there in Texas.
Oh, man, we got this retarded-ass weather out here, man. You know, it do whatever. It do whatever and whenever it want to. You know, we don't know how to dress. We don't know what's up. We don't know nothing. So we pray for better weather. We done had a couple of tornadoes, but none close to where I'm at or anything. But we done had some in the surrounding areas by us. But they done did some damage. But, you know. And then it's sunny outside. It's like 88 degrees, and it might rain tomorrow. It might rain today. Who knows? We don't know.
Right.
Well, we glad you're okay out there, hanging in tight. What about you, Hey Rue? What's going on that way?
Man, a motherfucker out here with basketball shorts and flip flops, man. A motherfucker. Man, if I wouldn't go to the gym and shit, man, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have nothing but these flip flops. You know what I mean? It's
not. Okay.
Motherfucker giving his toes a tan. It's like that.
Okay.
You know, shit. Motherfucker.
Well,
for
right now, it's pretty steady here in Alabama. It was raining yesterday, or was it night before? It's one of the two. Anyway, it's going from rain to hot to cold to rain, so we really don't know what we're going to get either. So it's pretty right now. Later on this evening, it may be snowing. We don't know.
Right.
You know, that's how it goes. Okay, you guys, I want to introduce somebody to the panel today. It's going to be Lala, and she is from Florida. But I wanted to remind everybody to please turn all your background noises down. We don't want to have a lot of background stuff going on. If you got radios playing or anything going on, now is the time to turn that down so we can get a good, clean show. We don't want to have a whole lot of stuff going on. All right?
Right.
Okay, so we're going to bring Lala in here. How's everything going, lady?
Everything going good. You know, I'm enjoying this part of my.
Okay, is the weather cool there? I can hardly hear you.
Right, I was just getting ready to say we can't even hear them.
Okay, well,
fix your mic, baby. Tune it up. Tune it up.
Okay.
Make the mic sound nice. Make the mic sound good. We want to hear you.
Is that better? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking
yeah.
about. Dog baby.
My bad. Are you good? So tell us about the weather.
Yeah, if the sun's shining right now, y'all sound like y'all should come here.
Okay, you should. You should all pack up and go to Florida. That's what happened.
He said he over there in shorts and flip flops.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
All right. I did want to say shout out to Big Bird. That song that we first played at the beginning of the show was Get High, and also Duffel Bag by Miss Keith. So
yeah.
Shout out to
yeah,
artists.
That song was
great
dope.
Artists. Yeah, mm-hmm. Hot music. Mhm. All right, and we got Kate Nicole coming over here to hang out with us, you guys, around 12:30. She's going to come through. She's going to do a little spoken word. So I'm looking forward to hearing some stuff from her, some new stuff. So I'm excited. Oh, Lord, they got the sirens going off outside, y'all. Oh, Lord. They may be doing a practice or it may be a tornado on the way. I don't know which one it is yet, but something
wow.
definitely happened.
Okay.
Well, y'all stay safe out there.
I know that's right. For real now. Okay, now, I did want to talk about this because this is something that's floating around in the news and everybody's talking about it, and the FBI and a lot of other people are investigating the theory that some laptop bombs may be able to get past the airport security. Now, if this is the case, this is going to be a terrible, terrible blow to our little system that we got going on here. So I just want
wait,
to know, what do you
wait, I didn't hear the first part.
Okay. The FBI are investigating the possibilities of laptop bombs being able to skate past the airport security. So if this is the case, they're saying that it may be possible that people are making bombs that can get past the airport security without being recognized in a laptop. So they're investigating now to see if this is the case. But I just wanted to know, like, how do you guys feel about your safety level right now at flying as far as security is concerned? And we'll start with our guest, Lala.
I don't think that's not too safe, you know? Like, how we supposed to know, you know what I'm saying, little kids get on the plane and everything, like, that's not safe at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? They need to get on top of this and get to the bottom of it so that way, you know what I'm saying, nothing happened because, you know, these crazy people out here, we don't need nothing extra. We already got
right.
Trump enough. We don't need nothing extra going on.
Right.
I'm just saying,
man. Yeah. Okay. I was just saying, I'm wondering that because, you know, we already, like, to get through the airport security now, it's already time. You have to really time yourself so you don't miss your flight because the simplest little thing could go off. You know, in those little security systems or whatever, and then it's already a long line of people waiting to be searched and waiting for their things to go through the scanner or whatnot and what have you. But now you're saying that the laptop may be a liability or may cause some extreme damage if an explosive or a bomb is able to escape that security system that I thought was actually working.
Well, so it's a bad laptop from the airport.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to have to be the next thing. But a lot of people do business. You know, a lot of business people are traveling, and they need their laptop. They need their, you know, so I don't know how that's going to work out. But what do you think, Sergeant Rock? Help us out.
I think all of this shit is by design. I'm sorry, but I got to feel like this because they've been smuggling bombs for years, man. And it's like, okay, now you see what the way the world's going. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure Hey Rook can get with this. They done shrunk everything down to the point to where it's so minuscule. It's still a bomb, but they done shrunk this bitch all the way down, and they put it in the laptop. And you mean to tell me all this goddamn radar shit they got, the go-through shit, the look certain shit, you mean to tell me they're not going to know if a bomb is actually on a plane and it's inside of a goddamn computer? Get the fuck out of here. They know what the fuck they doing. They've been doing this shit. That's why I get mad, because it's like they compromising the lives of the American people with this shit. You know what I'm saying? And just like you say, you got business people that fly all the time. You got kids that go back and forth, you know, vacations, trips, whatever. You even got older people. You got elders that still fly planes. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry, man, but I don't like it. I don't like, you know, them shrinking everything down any goddamn way, because I'm a DJ. They done shrunk my shit down to a damn laptop and a meeting board. Nah, you just lie. I'm old school. I'm rocking with my hands. So the best thing I can tell anybody is whatever flight you going on, whatever city you going on, harass their ass when you come through there to get searched. Like, hey, ain't no bombs on this plane, huh? Because you know they talking about smuggling them bitches in these goddamn laptops. Now, what y'all going to do about that shit? And then that's going to be like, damn, he just really snapped out on everybody with a laptop. Damn, are they really doing this shit for real? I think that's going to raise some awareness, and them motherfuckers down there, they're going to start asking questions like, is this shit really true? They smuggling bombs in laptop computers? Are you serious? Yes, they've been doing it.
I mean, so, it seems like if this is just getting too far out of hand. It's like.
Right.
Damned if you do and damned if you don't. You know what I'm saying? If they get your mind focused on the airplane, then they'll blow a train up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A game of chess. You never know what you're gonna get and what move you're gonna make, and is it the right move when you make it? It's crazy. Okay. Let's see. The guy, hey, what are your thoughts?
I mean, they've already basically broke it down, saying that they're pretty much gonna probably stop laptops from being a carry-on luggage, because they figure you need to wreck that sex to trigger them or what have you. You know, like the dude with the little draws bomb or whatever. But to me, this reminds me of, you know, a time when they started doing all these things to make people fearful. And they make you fearful so that they're allowed to pass laws and you're more willing to tolerate your civil rights being violated because it's for the safety. Like, they show a video on TV of this little boy in shorts and a T-shirt. And I think looked like some flip-flops or some little tennis shoes or something, being patted down by the TSA agent for like about a good 10 minutes. Like, the dude just was fondling the little boy. I mean, he had his hand all inside with a zipper, rose sliding his fingers.
Wow.
And it's like basically, man, we have reached a point at which we've given up our civil rights. I mean, 9/11 did it first. You know what I'm saying? It went from, you know, a protest zone. In other words, if a public official comes to a specific area, we got a 2-mile protest zone. So the media won't see us protesting because we're not allowed to be within a certain space of that person. We basically like giving up all of our civil rights. And so they continue to make you fearful. They've been doing this for years, man, making you fearful. If you go back and you look, they make you afraid of everything. They have people afraid of air. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this place is crazy, and it's all by design. You know, I mean, I'm honestly, just to keep it 100, I'm not worried about no laptop. I'm worried about the damn plane falling out the sky and shit, man, because regulations is being pulled back as to what they have to do in order to get certain stuff approved now, medication, all kind of stuff. This dude Trump is pulling back all of the regulations so that it'll be your business. You get more business going, more money is being made. We're going back to an older time, man, where, you know what I'm saying, it's like everybody getting paper. But the safety of the citizens in the country is less. The medical people ain't got to jump through as many hoops to get a PO passed. You know, so it's like, I'm not really tripping off of no laptop bombs or all that nonsense. But everything is man-made small. It's going to continue to be made small because we are a microwave society. We want everything instant and right in our hands. I mean, you got drive-through divorces, drive-through marriage chapels, online, yeah. Divorce, you file your taxes online, you do everything, man, right there. You wanted everything in your hand. They can't put everything in your hand, man, you know what I'm saying, unless they shrink it down. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's what it is, man. That's why the quality of everything is gone. The brother just said it. You know, he a DJ, man. Ain't nothing in a DJ sound like two records being spun, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
Quality is clear and crystal with all that stuff, but it ain't got no life in it when you do all that. Listen to this sound because I done hit two buttons and made, you know, some imitation something. That's why Siri voice
right.
Don't sound right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It don't matter, man.
Right.
You can't make mechanical sound. That's why, you know, yeah, you could take the, what's the little thing where they make you sing right? You know, I'll be forgetting because that shit.
Auto-tune?
I got too much book. Yeah, you can auto-tune somebody's voice, but that shit ain't going to have that crystal clear Donnie Hathaway, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're not finna give nobody that. All of that bullshit, man. So it's like, this is the society we're in. But they only doing it because it's driven by us. We want this stuff. You feel what I'm saying? We want this stuff. Mm-hmm. We want everything instant, right now, and small. From relationships, man, to
nobody's
want to
put
technology.
It work anymore.
Nobody, man. You know what I'm saying? Nobody want to do nothing to give it to me right now. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Then the thing about it is keeping it 100. You know, they done basically, man, like broke down all the different steps. So you get all of your stuff right there because we live in a society where people got too many choices. Like I said, I offend people because, you know, I'm an alpha. So I believe in a pack mentality, can't be one boss. In this experiment they call democracy, everybody want to have a say-so. Everybody want a choice. So do we pat people down? Do we not pat people down? Do we allow laptops on the plane, in the luggage, in the hands, or do we not allow them in there? You can't have it both
right.
ways, man, and be safe. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
The democracy shit, man, is an experiment, and it's not really working that well because it's a democracy inside a capitalist society. So therefore, we want to have people vote and then vote on things that make money. And
right.
only certain people is making money. So it's like the choices
right.
it's crazy. It's madness, man. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, I'm more worried about, you know, with the regulations being pulled back, with the plane falling out the sky. So a laptop, I'm not really even tripping on that, man. That's the last thing on my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Terrorism is real, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a real thing.
Okay.
But you know, I'm more concerned about that.
That's a real
okay.
ass shit.
Well, I feel you 100% on that one. But, like, the video I saw with the little boy being patted down the way that he was continuously over and over in the same places, to me, looked like a pedophile at a playground.
Exactly.
And it was
exactly.
very
what?
Upsetting to me because this is what we what? Say, though, is the proper way to secure the plane. And maybe some of that needs to be checked.
No, in his defense, man, they have other videos of other agents patting people down exactly the same way. That is the procedure. The only problem that, the only thing that made it different is usually it's steps. See, you go to one place and you get this part and you pat it down. Go
right.
to another. They done combined it now to one place. So now
well,
it looks extra crazy.
It
you feel what
really
I'm saying?
It looks really nasty. It looks really provocative to a pedophile, to me. The me looking
right.
at it, that's what it looked like. And I didn't
mean,
like
we,
it at
we
all.
Had,
but
I was
but,
offended
because
I got a child, but at the same time,
yeah.
people got then stores got their kids. They smuggling and hiding shit in their kids.
Well,
like, we go to the trap house. You know,
I
the
understand.
Dope is in the baby diaper. So it's like, that's what they got to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying the way it came off, the way that it looked.
Yeah, it did. But
me
that's
as
procedure.
I was watching that. Yeah.
You
okay,
can go
well,
watch the video.
Right
that's the
here.
Procedure. It's fucked up, but
yeah.
Ugh.
I got it.
I'm with you though. It was fucked
I
up. It was nasty looking. The lady
right.
was
right.
Was
right.
Yeah, it was. Okay, D Han, what are your thoughts?
Well, I just got a couple of one advice for everybody. Carpool. That's what I'm saying. Get a carpool together, and you ain't got to worry about these flights. You got to worry about the.
I mean, you can't carpool.
They make,
to China
it.
Though. You can't carpool. Over
yeah, you can. Why you can't?
No,
why you can't? Why?
Overseas
and stuff. Now overseas. Now we talking about overseas, and you ain't got no choice. Then, I mean, I don't know if it's better pray. That's all. I mean, what else can you do? That's all you can
yeah.
do is pray about it and hope God heard the prayers and help you on your journey on that flight. I mean, it ain't safe, no. I mean, it ain't safe in the car. It ain't safe
on the train, it ain't safe on the bus. I mean, all these,
right, right.
All these things have wrecks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I guess the plane is the biggest because that's in the sky. Like, I mean,
right.
All you have to think about is you feel to die, and you don't know at what impact, at what moment, or none of that. So I can understand why that would be the most easiest target for people to try to do something to. But I mean, like me, I get me a group of people together who like to travel, you know, so we all get together, we all plan it, and we all plan it out, you know, saying, hey, we're going to go this day, this what we're going to be gone this long, so everybody, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you ain't got to travel. I mean, most people, when they travel, some people travel all the time, but people who ain't got it like that, they travel once a year, maybe twice a year, they might get a chance where they can travel somewhere. So, yeah, get your gang of people. I would much rather drive because you see more. You experience more. To me, you experience more when you drive. It's to me, it would be more funner to take go from me to go to Dallas to California, or from here to Detroit or something, or something like that. That would be fun to me because all the stops I can make in between to make my trip fun.
Yeah, I mean, that would be fun for a person that's just traveling for vacation or traveling to see. But if I got to work a 9 to 5 and then I got to leave my job and go to a business meeting in Detroit, I can't carpool and drive to Detroit by the time I get off and make it there on time for the meeting. So you have to just be, you know, realistic.
Some people's job is actually flying from one place to another. You know,
right?
Some of the music we have, we wouldn't have if A&R people didn't fly from state to state, country to country.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's like, man, concerts, everybody got to fly, man. You feel what I'm saying? It's like flight is such a vital and important part of our society now, man. I mean, you know, people hearing music in other countries because people flying over, man. If it wasn't for flights, man, all the Motown people would be broke and bankrupt over here because they flew to France and survived, you know what I mean? Because they listened to their music over there. So flying is very, very necessary.
But that's what I'm saying. If that's what you got to do, then that's what you got to do. But if that ain't what you got to do, if you got an option, I'm telling you, if you got an option, man, I would drive.
Yeah.
And you know, the only reason why people take planes is because it gets you across the United States faster than per se a car, bus, or a train. You know what I'm saying? Just like Hey Rue said, these A&R guys, they put these guys on multiple flights throughout the week, throughout the month. Go here, go there, find the talent, bring them back, whoop the whoop, blase blah. You know what I'm saying? It's people that's in the air more than we on land, and that's some weird shit. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
I think about all those goddamn movies with motherfuckers in the air. What was that goddamn movie with Bruce Willis and that goddamn skinny ass girl, and they traffic in the air and motherfuckers crashing in the air and shit like that. I'm like, man, that shit up. That's some Fifth Element type shit, bro. And to be honest with you, bro, I don't see that happening. I don't see it happening because that's just too goddamn much to be going on in the fucking air. You know what I'm saying?
But just break it down, though. We all like sports. Man, football teams travel. For that whole season, they travel. For the rest of the season, the basketball team travel. For the rest of the next season, baseball team, hockey. Every time you look around, it's like a flight is so vital, man. It's like it's not even an option anymore until they build one of them rails that be like the light speed rail that just be like, you know what I'm saying? Travel over the land, under the land, or something, man, on a big old like a rail, like a big old like a high speed, hyper speed train or something, man, that move like it, you know, 10,000 miles an hour or something. Other than that, you know, we got to stick to the plane, man. Get up there and trust Sully to get us
where we need to go. We gotta do something.
Sweaty balls. Chocolate salty balls.
chocolate, salty, and salt. In their mouth. In their mouth.
I had to get somebody today.
Yeah, you know, not to get me, boy,
because
I was.
So you just want to pick me, okay. I feel you, Tweety. It's all right. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
You know, hey, you know right back. You know right back. You know right back ain't cheap, right?
All right, you guys, hang on tight. When we come back, we're going to have spoken word artist K. Nicole.
Dear black men, you cannot hurt me. You cannot change me. I know your infidelity show that you cannot be trusted. Dear black men, you can't scar me. You can't change me. I might cry, but you can't break me. Dear black men, bombarding me with statements like, I don't listen or pay attention to the shit you saying, like you're busting your knees and you grin at me like I'm a joke when I speak. I don't get it. Black men.
Mr. Banks.
Time meant like, you know, like,
I take it that's
universal then. So we all on the same page. Just like, you know.
All right. Jesus Louise. Okay, we're going to welcome our guest. K. Nicole is in the building. What's happening, girl?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. We're glad to have you over here.
I'm glad to be back. How are you? How's everything going?
We're good. I know
where I go. Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the show, man. We hope you're going to be uplifting today, man. You be scanning, brother. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm sharpening when you start talking. You know.
Thank you.
Like, hey, man, you know, like, you be having the bullseye with the black man. I mean, like, Lord have mercy.
Yo, I'm talking about just went all the way in.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. So I do want to limit you guys to two questions for K. Nicole. She's on a break right now, so we're not going to take up a whole lot of her time. We want to get her a chance to get her stuff in. So I'm just going to start off by asking you, what's new? What's been happening? What's going on with K. Nicole?
I've just been writing. I've been really into the studio. I'll be coming out with a new music video to Dear Black Men coming soon. So you guys will be on the lookout for that. I'll send that to you as soon as it's done. I'm just working, just really grinding in the studio, really just putting down these songs and just expanding my mind with these creative juices and just figuring out what type of flow and what type of music I'm trying to engage and put out towards the audience and things of that nature.
Okay, so you're working on music now. So what type of music should we expect? Is it rap? Is it hip-hop? Is it R&B?
It's more like a poetry R&B type feel. Sort of kind of bringing like a Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu type mixed in with this new era. So just to open people's minds up and just to also let them understand that, you know, things need to change in society.
Absolutely. I agree. Okay, those were my two questions, and I'm going to pass the mic on over to Lala. Go ahead and ask K. Nicole some questions.
Oh, my gosh. K. Nicole, okay. This is my first time hearing about you, so, like, you know, what is your future intentions on, like, trying to change music? Because this bippity-bop crap they got on the radio, like, you know, it need a change. So, like, what do you plan to do with the music that you got going on or the poetry?
Okay, well, with my poetry, I do think that it will open up a new avenue for many young women that's going to just shed skin and let them understand that they can still be successful. And even if they go through things, they can still amount to anything that they want to. And the music nowadays is just a lot of BS. It's a lot of crap. So I'm just trying to make sure that other people, our younger generation growing up, understands that, you know, do stay in school, continue your education, get a job. You know, you need to learn about your financial situation, know how to hustle and grind and get to where you need to be. These are all the things that needs to be incorporated in the schooling right now. That's not. So it's just a lot of different things that I'm touching on from, you know, just different situations that women go through to men, shootings and just the adolescent selling and just a whole bunch of BS that doesn't really need it and doesn't need to be needed in this world. It just needs to be a lot of more love and a lot more peace. And it's just a lot of war right now. So
I salute you on that. I completely understand. You know, we got to change the world, you know, and start with ourselves. So I salute you for what you're doing, because sometimes it takes one person to make a change. So keep grinding and keep succeeding. But Lord know we need it.
I know that's right.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's see. DJ Sergeant Rock.
All right. First of all, we want to welcome you again to Grown Folks Business, you know what I'm saying? Just to show our appreciation and let you know that we do appreciate you coming through, giving us some of your time and your talent, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
All right. I'm a DJ, so, you know, naturally I'm going to ask you a DJ question. How are the DJs in your area basically vibing with you? Like, are they supporting you? Are they showing you love? Or you're not trying to go at the DJs like that? Are you just going to put your product out and just see what it do? How is networking?
I'm more so, I know a lot of different DJs, things of that nature, so I can't get in where I fit in with, like, different shows or showcases that I'm trying to do. So I will, once the Dear Black Men video actually, the full video comes out and I launch it and premiere it, as well as this other one that I'm also constructing and working on right now. Once I go forth and launch and premiere those two, then I'm going to go ahead and send them off to, you know, the radios and DJ and see how it vibe, as well as just go to different parties and just have my music playing and stuff and just see how the crowd rocking with it and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Now, I got to ask you this. Now, what was the moment that just really made you say, I want to do this? Like, it could have been at a talent show. It could have been, you know what I'm saying, rapping for your homegirls or spitting poetry for somebody or whatever it is. But what was the moment that really just made you say, I want to do this?
When I realized that writing was my therapy. Like, I get out all my stuff with writing. So, mad, happy, any situation, I'm writing. And just me realizing and knowing that that light, that's there, that's my outlet. That's what really made me understand and made me feel like I got a love for this. Like, this is my passion. This is what I want to do.
Wow. Well, that's what's up. Those are all the questions I got for you, love. And I can't wait to hear your work. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's happening. All right, D-Hale.
All right. I just really got one question. I just want to know about your experience with making your video. Like, give us, you know, run that down. So how was the experience of that? What should we expect in this video? Like, I'm pretty sure you put your heart and soul into it.
Yeah, it's real authentic. It's just me. Like, I'm not putting as much editing on it. It's just me. You're just seeing me, how I work, how I move, how I flow. And just resonating with it, like the soul just resonating with it.
Right, right. Okay, I'm about to check that video. I mean, I just had that one question to it, man. That we on time right. Schedule.
That's what's happening. All right, let's see. The guy, hey, room.
I mean, I got, you know, I'm going to do my little two questions. You know how I do. You know, once again, welcome to the show. You know what I'm saying? Glad to have you back over here. My first question is, you know what I'm saying? Like, how many, like, have you dated often? Like, for like, black men, have you dated black men often? Like, how many boyfriends
yeah.
you have? You know, to be more specific.
Yes, I have.
Okay, because I'm kind of, like, curious. Like, the song is fitting, you know, I listen to that a lot. You know what I'm saying? Every time you come on the show, you know, you kind of do that one specific thing. And it's kind of like, you know, for you to be such a young person, it's such a harsh perspective. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I do the same thing when dudes come on here with a bunch of bitch, hoe, you know, all of that stuff. I give them the same thing. It's like, your music, how you present yourself and what you put out there, that is your product. It's not just your music itself. You as a person are your product. How you sell yourself. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I listen to the track, man. You dig what I'm saying? And I understand your passion. I feel that. You feel me? But it's like, it comes off like, you know, as you don't know all black men. You feel what I'm saying? It's like me saying black women, you know, because I mean, I run into like sisters that only date white guys because black dudes beat women. Feel what I'm saying? And then we watch this cop show, and every white dude that beat his wife come out with this slingshot t-shirt or a shirt, as they call it. So now we call them white beaters. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to figure out, like, what really motivated this particular song. I mean, this particular,
well, that
you
was
know,
honestly
poem.
Me, that was honestly me going through just me going through my emotions. I just dealt with a lot of, you know, ain't really up to par type dudes. So that was just for that type of black dude. That type of black man that
I'll
really don't nourish and flourish, you know, what he's supposed to. So that's really what that was going to.
I just, you know, just wanted to, you know, give you opportunity to express that, you know, because it come off as, you know, a message to all black men. You know, I just wanted to be sure. Thank you very much.
Of course.
I appreciate you, know what I'm saying, you responding to the questions like that.
Of course. No problem.
All right, was that it, Caleb? It was two questions, baby. Come on now.
Okay.
Hey, you know me, I asked 10. I got a whole show just interviewing her right now. You know, just, I'm
Okay, all right, you guys, now I've been waiting for this moment and I know everybody else is excited to hear you speak. Okay, Nicole, so we're going to give you the floor right now.
Okay, so this piece is called Letter to the Old Me. My apology to anyone who's put their love in me, to anyone that filled their heart with passion and honesty and gave me the world and had my words slicing your healing wounds open again, seeping, to anyone who loved me enough to leave me, to show me the way, to anyone who I found a drug in, the last stroke was the end and beginning of my womanhood, to anyone that I laid with and gave my garden to. My flowers were not flourishing then. I apologize to anyone that didn't see the gem in me. I know you didn't see the clarity, the purity in me, my light, but was charming enough to have me kneeling in submission to anyone that I thought I was never going to find my way. My journey just took a little longer. I apologize to the men that I treated like an option. On a list of 10, to the ones that I gave empty promises to, that were discarded out by lust and lies, to the ones that slept with others and came back and gave me fleas, a dog will never learn if it's just used to an environment, to the ones that never knew my path and tried telling me different, to the ones that stroked me good and spoke of me in a jealous manner, to anyone that I held on to for too long, and I knew I had to let you go. I was just fearful, afraid, always wanting to love and be loved, searching and finding ones my mom told me to never give my temple to, ones that never really understood me. A letter to the old me.
Wow.
That was awesome. That is nice. That's dope. Absolutely. You know, I think you should speak. I think if you would do spoken word to, like, battered women shelters and places like that, it could be really uplifting to somebody or maybe help put some clarity on some things for some people, some women, empower some women because of the way that you write through your own experiences. I think a lot of women can relate to it just as well. So salute and shout out to you. I enjoyed it myself. We got a caller here on the line. I'm quite sure they want to get in here. 9971 is the last of your digits. Who do we have?
Juan Cologne.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
My name is Juan Cologne. I'm actually a supporter of K. Nicole, so I'm glad I was able to call. That new piece, I actually didn't hear it. So that was definitely one touching one because I actually felt that I was in on the conversation that everybody was asking the questions, and they were definitely on point, and I understand and can relate to some of those messages, especially the one that we're talking about as far as the black men, you know what I'm saying? But not in the sense of me being the abuser, you know what I mean?
Right.
And knowing
right.
that gem that I am, you know what I'm saying, in life and who I'm supposed to be. So, you know, I want to just shout out to her because she has opened my eyes in many different ways because God knows I was on a, you know, the path of terror, you know what I'm saying? And she just grabbed
right.
that last, you know what I'm saying, thin line that was ready to pop, you know what I mean? So
right.
that last one, that last recital that she just did for everybody definitely was a hit for me because Lord knows the truth and the truth speaks through her. So,
all right.
Thank you.
We appreciate you so much for calling in and giving us your thoughts. And make sure you call in and check us out sometimes on Saturdays. We're here at 12 p.m.
Oh,
every
I will
Saturday.
Be.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Miss. I know you got to get back to doing what you do. We just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for taking your time out to hang out with us. And we really, really appreciate you, K. Nicole.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, guys. And I look forward to seeing you, speaking with you guys again.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, BA.
No, I said we can't wait to get this project that you're working on. I know I can't wait to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Whenever the video drops, just tag it.
Yeah.
About it. You know what I'm saying? And we most definitely going to support you right here on Grown Folks Business. Believe that.
Okay, no problem. I'll definitely at y'all with it when I premiere and all of that. And we'll get things started.
That's what's up. Now, I want you to, before you leave, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you in case they want to book you for a reading or something.
Oh, all right. Okay, so Facebook, K. Nicole. Twitter, I am K. Nicole. That's KAYYNICOLE. My YouTube is K. Nicole as well. So, yeah, that's how you guys can follow me, tweet me, all that.
That's what's up. Thank you again, K. Nicole, and have a good rest of your Saturday.
Okay, you too.
All right. Okay, you guys, now we all by ourselves again. And don't y'all start cutting up when people leave, because I know how y'all get.
What you talking about, man?
I know how y'all get.
Ain't nobody tripping. No, that's you.
Yeah.
You
have to watch.
You want to be. You want to be playing a soundboard bully. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't mad at
me. Mad about what, man? You know, I ain't never mad at you.
Soundboard bully.
It's all in good fun, man. Everything is in good fun.
Right. We know Tweety was talking, and we know she can't help herself sometimes, man. See, everybody out there in the radio, I don't know Tweety like we know Tweety. When she be doing that shit, she for real. And we know this. That's why we laugh, because we know she for real. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all so low down. Y'all so low down. But listen.
She got a letter from a doctor to prove it.
See, you're trying to put my business out there in the street, hey, Rudy. I don't think that.
Man.
I don't think they're trying to put my business out there, though. You try to put my business out there, then. You did. I believe you did.
No.
Don't fuck up.
I know. No.
Yeah.
We love y'all. We love y'all.
Yeah.
You know I love you, big head girl.
Okay, all right, moving right along to our next topic. I do wanted to address that. Seems that everything is surrounded in the news about Trump and his administration and what have you. And they were speaking on the gun control proposals against Barack's proposal. And they're saying that Barack's proposal is not about keeping the kids safe at school, but rather a part of a broad campaign to dismantle the Second Amendment, which gives us a right to bear and keep arms. So, what do you guys think with this? Why is it that you feel that everything that Barack Obama did, the Trump administration is trying to erase or rewrite? What is wrong with it, the way that it is? I mean, if it's working, it's like if it's not broke, why are you trying to fix it?
Right. He's just part of the campaign. He just wanted a campaign since Obama was the president, and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. He just wanted to go in and just, you know, rearrange everything or erase everything that Obama did because everything was Obama, Obama, Obama. Obama did this, Obama did that. So, you know, he's just part of the plan and the plot, you know what I'm saying, to devise the people. You know what I'm saying? Because he ain't got nobody that he could really fuck with. So who else would be the better target for him to fuck with? And Obama's not even the president anymore. So why is you fucking with this man? This man don't give a fuck about you. This man was in the same position that he's in. He was in the same position that Trump is in right now. So what difference do it make? Anybody, the United States just let everybody know that you can grow up and be the president. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how dumb you are. You can be the president, I believe. Shit. So fuck it. Fuck Trump and all that dumb shit. He's just trying to crank up something because he ain't got nobody to fuck with. And ain't nobody fucking with him. That's why. In other words, he's like an old bitter angry rapper that never made it. You know what I'm saying? He just gonna fuck the whole game up because didn't nobody want to buy his motherfucking music. Fuck that motherfucking shit.
If you look at it, they're attempting to wipe out Obama's entire legacy, man. If they had an opportunity, man, to erase his name from the history books, they would do that. I mean, it's kind of obvious, man. The dude, he still don't want to even acknowledge that the man was an American citizen. I mean, so it's like it's so obvious because it's like he wants to destroy the dude's legacy. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm happy we had a black president. I don't agree with everything the cat did. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm not
right.
I don't let skin color make me feel like I got to support that corner store down there. They don't sell mayonnaise. I mean, I like mayonnaise on my burger. I'm gonna go to get more mayonnaise from the white folks if you ain't got none in your store. That's just how it go. But at the same time, you cannot. You know what I'm saying? Erase the fact that he was in there. I mean, a lot of presidents came through there, did a lot of bullshit. That's how life works, man. It's like the president is an office. The person in office is a human being. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to do some shit we don't like. They're going to do some shit that some of us like, some of us don't. At the end of the day, the man wishes to wipe out his legacy. So he's attacking everything that he ever stood for. Because at the end of the day, man, they never wanted to acknowledge this cat as having been the president. I mean, you see what he's doing, man. Dude is a billionaire as president, not a Republican or Democrat president. He a billionaire president. He in there trying to help people who make billions of dollars, man, make billions of dollars. That's what he really about. It's so obvious in everything that he do. I don't understand why nobody is talking about the conflict of interest, man, with him pushing this thing through to get this pipeline built when he owns stock in this company. Just because he disassociated himself from his company or any control over the company, you still get paid off of it. That money from that company still going to your bank account. 8 years, 4 years, however long you stay in there from now, 2 years, 1 year, the money is yours to touch when you through. So how can he push through something that a federal court, man, like, you know, put on hold? When you gonna make money from it? That's like the most, you know what I'm saying? That's the epitome of conflict of interest. But nobody talking about that. See, the thing about it, man, this dude is an expert, man. You know what I'm saying? In misdirection, he is what they call a magician. He keeps you focused, man, on the nonsense and the bullshit, man, while he do all of this crafty shit. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like even now, man, we focused on and still, it's like we focused on bullshit. I mean, the conspiracy, man, that has been in play for so long, man, it's finally starting to come to fulfillment. They put Barack in there, man, to make way for Trump. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like white people were so angry that Trump, that Barack was our president, man, that they were happy to get anybody in there, man, that was different. They wanted somebody in there that was white and proudly white and stating that he was white and didn't have a problem with saying he was white over and over again, who said white people stuff like, my Mexican-American, my African-American, as if they property that he owns. You feel what I'm saying? People don't have a problem with none of that stuff. They say, oh, he keep it real. He keep it 100. Yeah, but if you listen to what he's saying, like I could say you a bitch-ass motherfucker or something. That's keeping it 100, but you ain't taking the word that I just called somebody a bitch-ass motherfucker. That don't mean nothing. So this dude is in here trying to wipe out the man's legacy. That's his whole point. Everything that he do, man, he wanted to be different. He running his shit like a family business. He done got his daughter in there, got her husband up in there. Everybody living in the White House, man, like the Beverly Hillbillies. Everybody done moved in and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Except
Jeff
wife,
the president.
Except his wife. Except his middle-order wife.
She don't want to come up in there, man.
Right.
No, because they don't want to look. That's because they don't want to screen her, man. He don't want her to have to get screened, man, for that security because the connection they're going to find between her and her past and somebody in Russia and shit is going to be too much. He don't want to have to get her to go through that scrutiny, man, to be all up in there, man, to be doing the stuff she do. That's why she's staying away, man. That's why he's not trying to give her no position. He's not trying to have her involved in nothing. You dig what I'm saying? It's like, man, everybody see it, man. This dude is a weirdo.
like on a whole lot of levels, and it's slowly but surely being exposed, man. It's like you got your wife playing your daughter playing the role that your wife is supposed to play, and you're so obvious with it, man. When you've been touchy feely with this little girl, man, since she was a kid. You know what I'm saying? You made her do backflips and shit, man, to get where she at. She's smarter than your sons, but she had to work harder because you a misogynist, man. You don't respect women. You talk all that, I'm pro-women shit, man, but you want to end maternity leave. Like, people ain't even paying attention to the important issues. Dude want to end paid maternity leave. So if a woman get pregnant and have a baby and shit, and she need to take time off and shit, and she just got to give up her job. She got to give up her pay. You feel what I'm saying? It's a misogynistic rule because men don't get pregnant. So it's like, man, why wouldn't they pass it? They don't care, man. They want to end, you know what I'm saying, a freedom of choice. I'm not really for the abortion thing, man. You dig what I'm saying? It's a lot of, like, mixed up questions in that, but they trying to end that. Everything that is about women having any kind of rights, dudes is trying to wipe that out. And so it's like, man, you see who this dude is. He told y'all who he was. People still voted for him. And now they, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, they made their bed. They got to lay with it, man. You feel me? Right. Got to lay with it. This is what it is.
Take us back a 300 years.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, but we needed to go back a couple, just not that much. You know what I'm saying?
He trying to take us back to goddamn. Our ancestors got slaved and brought over here to this raggedy bitch. You know what I'm saying?
He taking us back before that, but people missing it. He taking us back to when it was us against them, the haves and the have-nots. Color, none of that shit matter. If you had bread, that's what it was. See what I'm saying? We all know white is an American word. White people is an American term. White people didn't start existing, man, until, you know what I'm saying, until America was founded. And they needed to separate the blacks and all the poor people from each other. So they called the poor white the white folks. You know, so now it's black against white. Like, see, y'all white like us. You know, but that's what he's doing, trying to destroy his legacy, man. That's what it is.
Okay, now we got a little bit of a few ideas on what Trump has got going on. And I wanted to bring your attention to some of the heat that's going on in some of the states right now. Okay, now, I don't know if you guys heard about the I-85 collapse of the Atlanta Bridge Highway or what have you.
I heard about that.
Yeah, it happened the other day. Was it yesterday or the day before? It was one of those 2 days.
I think
bridge,
it was the day before
yesterday. Yeah. The bridge caught on fire and basically collapsed the part of the bridge. Now, the thing that they were trying to do is find out what happened, because it takes a lot of heat and a lot of fire to burn through concrete. Like, that would take a lot to do. And so they're trying to figure out where this came from. Now, 3 people have been arrested recently, saying to have maybe had something to do with the fire being started. But the thing that really strikes me is that these 3 guys are believed to be homeless. And maybe, I don't know, maybe they were sleeping up under the bridge, or I don't know what happened with that. But it was somebody by the name of Basil Eveley and 2 other people that they did not name. But they said that they believe that they are homeless people. And it's going to take several months for them to rebuild this section of the bridge and to get the traffic back going. So they may be facing some major, major charges behind doing this bridge like this. And this man was in a boat, you guys, in Australia. It was the funniest thing, because when you type in the news about fire, everything about fire starts coming up. But he was in this boat in Australia, and I guess he was just trying to be funny, not knowing or what have you. He had a lighter on board of this boat, and he just started flicking it and sending it down to the water, and the water just caught ablaze. So now they have fire burning on top of the water in Australia. So,
wow.
I don't know what's going on with that, but if you could just set the water on fire, it's got to be something, somebody illegally dumping something somewhere there for the water to even catch fire like that. And then past there in Florida, they had a book burning. Where they, I guess they burn all the books they're not going to use no more or whatever, what have you. But it has caused a wildfire in Florida because of the book burning that they had. So,
that's crazy.
You know, people in America, leave the fire alone. Fire really does burn. It really does.
It's not nothing to play with. Yeah. I don't know. Just crazy stuff happening with the fire around the world. But I wanted to give the people around here an update on the bridge. And they did arrest three people that they believe to be involved. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what CNN had to say. So maybe they
I'm trying to figure out what they got mixed in with the bridge that would actually catch on fire to make the rest of the bridge catch on fire. And it's concrete and steel. Now, I'm trying to figure that shit out.
Well, a photo that somebody took in the early part of the night, because I got it, like, when it first started happening, one of my friends in Atlanta had posted in the, about the smoke and, you know, how thick the smoke was or what have you, but someone was able to get a picture before it got really ablaze, and there were several barrel-type objects up under the bridge. Now, what was inside of those barrels, I had no idea. But I'm quite sure that maybe had something in it that was flammable and that would continue to burn because it was several barrels of this stuff. So yeah. So I don't know how homeless people could roll them type of barrels or where they would get them barrels from, but I don't know. It's just a picture that I saw in the early part to me would contradict the story of a homeless person doing that. But I don't know. I don't know the situation. I don't know what happened. I don't know if the bridge burning and it's going to collapse in a part of it. And they have to rebuild it. So I'm glad nobody was hurt. Nobody was hurt. Everybody was safe. So that's a plus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a plus. I don't know. Crazy stuff happening around the world, you guys. I tell you, be careful out there. Be careful because you'll never know what's going on. All right, we're going to take this minute, you guys, and get into some music. We're going to play some of this Pimp Throw. This is a submission from D-Ham, Pimping Business from down that way. So we're going to get into this Pimp Throw, and we're going to play three back-to-back tracks, and we're going to come back and get ready to get out of here. So you guys, don't go nowhere, all right? More Grown Folks Business.
You know, I was just sitting here thinking. Certain things turn me on. Like the way you might say a word, or the way you wear your hair, you have a certain smile on your face. Or just the way you're standing there right now. Are you really, really, really?
You think I can't fucking fall if I could turn back? I ain't never going back, I'll make sure of that. I've been in so much fucking trouble, can't stop thugging. Was trying to put my people on, but if I die, fuck it. I wake up every motherfucking day, I'm gold digging. If you money hungry as I am, bitch, come on with it. All I see is good face and opportunity. No, I can't dance, but I can show you how to move your feet. I show you how to make that $1 million double up. See, most niggas overdo it, is you gon' nut or fuck. Now I hope you crack the bitches ready, cause I ain't holding out. My AK ain't never jammed up on no account. That shit changed like the weather as the years pass. That diesel got me crying, man, what's this, some tear gas? I fuck my bitch in the ass, boy, that's how she like it. These niggas biting off my rhymes, why is they copywriting? I come up on the bunny, bitch, she look like Miley Cyrus. And I be all up on her cases like I'm Johnny Cochran. I'm smoking so much good weed, they should legalize it. A middleman get to stay high and see some profit. These bitches fucking for some lick, for some narcotics. They keep my pockets full, I keep their hearts thriving. Break a bitch, then she turn around and break the trick. And bring that money back to daddy, that's what's making sense. It's drugs, trafficking, a promotion of prostitution. It ain't about what you do, man, it's how you do it. Cause every bitch gon' have a price to the highest bidder. If you was broke without shit, would she be right here with you? And I'd die for my niggas, but I don't want to. I'm trying to die with some pussy juice on my gold tooth. The whole truth, so why don't you email me a sexy pic? Yeah, you a sexy bitch. Musty ass weed like some sweaty pics. Text me when your day leave out the room. Put the cash where I can see. Pay for this game, bitch. I teach you all about the street. 10 toes down for the motherfucking crown. Got a discount on my loud. I don't see nothing but the clouds. Hey, I used to think $1 million was a stretch. Then I made $1 million, I don't know where the fuck it's at. And I know a good chunk of that shit went on good trees. I'll never cry about the loss and make you look weak. And I blew an even bigger portion on hotel suites. Remind me of the days when Juice used to sell trees. We ate good, being broke ain't taste good. 9 to 5 don't pay good, so I hustle hard like Ace Hood. And I see you there, won't be alone, won't be a long time, so be aware. Key road to the wheels fall, and they will fall, so I keep the spell. The most anticipated, most imitated. Well, here it is, baby, lifestyles of the pimpin' famous.
Crazy.
Yep. Alright. Okay. Sing. Let's go.
Fearfully and wonderfully made, but underappreciated. You feel you've been sweet and patient, still not one of us peeps your greatness. You're not content to watch go by, so you get up off the shelf and stop your life. God tried to woo you, but the fruit seduce you, and that's reduced you to walk by sight. Propose my dreams that are not your type, to buy the lie, you drop your price. Went to sleep wanting to be loved, woke up to a world that's not so nice. See the boat, just watch you lead the gate, step off the lot, depreciate. Watch you taste the beat, the place, and lick they chops like piece of cake. So they feed your faith, to lease your faith, to rent your love and see how sweet it tastes. Destiny adultery, cheat your fate. Paid with cash and a check to keep they mate. It's actually abusive, and I'm after you. It's after the usage, in the aftermath of disaster. Aren't you worth more than half of what you get? With every notch in your belt, guess what? Stock could just fail. The devil kicks back when he's got you to sell and puts you on the rocks to hell. Is there a way to come back from that? Yeah, but it's not in yourself. Cause if your appearance is clement, you need God to restock what you got on yourself. Your merchandise ain't worth their price. You should not be for sale. Let's go! Do you know your worth? Do you know your value? Your life been precious, even though we ain't have to. You're worth more than right now. You're worth forever. So don't take this right now and give up your treasure. Don't sell yourself. 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 Don't sell yourself.
All I know is that the world's so dark and it's cold. When it rains, he got a nice box for a heart and a soul full of pain. See, he never had love, so he never felt peace. Till he joined him a gang, and he went out and bought him a piece. And when it comes back, anybody could get it, cause it'd be nothing but him. Squeeze out a couple of bullets, leaving several individuals critical, crawling the spittable spinach, really different men and filaments. Never the one to be tested, he got to get him before they give me mentality, animality, heavily cause a casualty, battery, evergy, his adrenaline, puppet, rapidly, family left, so he ain't innocent. Young king, you belong to the Elohim, sitting on the throne. Do you know your worth? All you gotta do is scream in the zone, and you can be anything that you want. Hey, tough boys who cut toys and bang hard like they buff boys. Get tossed in that lake of fire where they scream loud, make much noise. And that's after that jailhouse where they break down and that smell cloud just hover over that steel block. And it's empty up in that mailbox. No letters door, no commissary. That time fly to your mama buried. Them same cats from that gang pack done ran your girl.
They kinda scared.
But you ain't really gotta leave the life. You can repent and give it all to Christ. Turn it around.
Do you know your worth? Do you know your value? Your life been precious, even though we ain't have to. You're worth more than right now. You're worth forever. So don't take this right now and give up your treasure. Don't sell yourself. 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 Don't sell yourself.
Don't ask you what's the going rate.
Can you be purchased cause you're not going to wait till you're going to date?
Can you?
Having sex ain't the only way you can fornicate. Don't sell your birthright for good when you were born for great. Hey! This world is bitter cold. You won't up your value or lift your soul or get the gold. It's a sicker pro or with tricks and kicks on a stripper pole. You're better than that. Don't let what they did to you strip it gross. A twist in that Jesus Christ. He was tits and wept, nailed and rolled to support his kids. I need you to get your check. Price paid.
Zoom 325 Music House.
This your boy Hero. This is dedicated to the ones that want to see us dead and gone. Now I'm saying, if you love love us, we love you too. Other than that, gotta fight.
I've been fighting all of my life. All of my life, in the struggle of survival. Been struck, some things ain't right. Ain't right. I put my hand up on the Bible.
I promise to God, man.
Now we're going crazy round here, round here. Round here.
I know you see it.
My nigga's going crazy round here, round here. Round here.
Can you believe
it?
I come to hell on earth, so we gotta think first. You can breathe with me to inhale my verse. Kill that pride, cause a prayer won't hurt. So let them talk down, just know what you are worth. All I see is bodies and the smell got worse. I'm living through it all to excel my search. With my cap to the back like a drop top bird. And I'ma be me until I hit that dirt. There is no clock, where I'm going is timeless. I will never stop, my thoughts will leave you mindless. Sons and daughters born, mothers will have to bury them. Families feeling torn, the sharks in your aquarium. But still we gotta live. Even through the danger, never know your purpose, give a hand to a stranger. Don't you ever think money really gives you power? You can lose it all, be gone in 1 hour.
I've been fighting all of my life, all of my life, in the struggle of survival. Been struck, and things ain't right, ain't right. I put my hand up on the Bible,
I promise to God, man.
And now I'm going crazy round here, round here, round here.
I know you see it.
My nigga's going crazy round here, round here,
round here.
Can you believe it?
We survived,
suffered and bled.
Potato on the barrel just to silence the lead. Prepare to stand ground, I see violence ahead. Join the million man march, you can rally instead. I'm at the back trying to get to the front. Attitude get crazy, even nonchalant. I got the gut, quarters to the corner. I came up like a horror performer. Everything is a governmental scam. Wanna lock a nigga up, but we don't fight for Uncle Sam. When the boy cry wolf over waking up the lambs. Humiliate us publicly and they don't give a damn. So we gon' smoke them out, watch the pollution rise. Take my words to the head, it's revolutionized. I call it how I see it, no assumptions, no justice, no peace. All I see is my
emotion. All of my life, in the struggle of survival. Been struck, some things ain't right. Ain't right. I put my hand up on the Bible.
I promise to God, man.
And now I'm going crazy round here, round here. Round here.
I know you see it.
My nigga's going crazy round here, round here.
Round here. Can you believe it? Fuck y'all, excuse my French. Defend my name if I got lynched. Dead in the purple rain, looking up like Prince, waiting for God to pick me up at the bus stop, bitch. Destruction sighted, people buried under rubble. Instead of fighting, they've been asking us for trouble. No real education, severe devastation. Protect the young black, we need preservation. History repeats itself.
No lie.
They put the drugs on the street so you defeat yourself. Learn something out here that you can teach yourself. But if I put my hand out, would you reach for help? We all generated life from the creator. No one's small, no one's big, no one's greater. I ride the waves on dead waters. 25 thoughts, call it headquarters.
My life.
In the struggle of survival.
Ain't right. I put my hand up on the Bible.
I must push with everything and fight.
All right, grown folks' business. That was Hero with Fight between Terramone. Shout out to Hero and the whole Team Hero squad.
Yeah. I'm talking about it. I love that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a bunch of women, man, collectively, you know what I'm saying, pushing forward, you know what I'm saying, to set a standard, even on an independent level, you know what I'm saying? And I got to send a big shout-out to Tweety B, man, because Tweety B be putting together some of the most funniest, cartoonish, outlandish promos for Hero, and I know he's cracking up laughing because it's like, damn, how she know how to do this shit? Because I'm telling you, man, Tweety B is the promoter's promoter. You understand me? And big shout out to you, girl, because goddamn it, that ensemble you put together with the dude in the suit and everybody got the gowns on, and then everybody's name pop up on top of them. I'm like, wow, now this some dope shit. I like that shit, man. Shout out to Hero, man, and all the music he doing down there. You know what I'm saying? It's really going down, man. Team Hero so far, man. I'm fucking
yeah,
with
you. Yeah, man. Appreciate that. Like, I started out doing the cartoons, and they really wasn't that good. And as the apps got better, I got better with, you know, the reconstruction of the team. And now at 2017, I think we're doing pretty good for ourselves. It's looking a lot like us. So, yeah. Yeah. We learning how to do everything. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to start. Yeah, man, I got to get you in some more, too, Lala. We got to get together and get some photos together. But, yeah, big salute and shout out to the whole team and the whole Grind Hard. I hear it now. A Time to Build did his thing this Sunday, y'all. I'm telling you, the numbers was crazy. Big salute and shout out to the whole squad over there. Like, you guys really
The Queen Ava Marie and the Queen Miss Chief. I actually missed the show because I was at another church engagement, but I heard that it was dope, and I can't wait to try to catch the next episode. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah, man, it was a dope episode, and I agree 100%. It is time for our people to build, and we need to be trying to start to build together. And one way we can do that is to help each other, promote each other, and just try to be there for each other as a team, you know, and really support. And I'm all for that. So salute and shout out to them. And you guys, make sure you check them out on Sunday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. It's the Time to Build. So this new show, this is the Grind Hard Radio, so we support it 100%. And make sure you check them out on Sunday. So we're going to go ahead and start giving our shouts out and closing everything out here. And we're going to start at the top with D. Ham.
Hey, man. I want to thank everybody for coming through and hanging out with GFE. You know, we appreciate our guests that came through, Kate Nicole. She really ain't a guest. She's kind of family. You know, she just came and hung out with us today. You want to find me, man, just, you know, once again, you can't find me. Holler at me on Facebook if you want. At Daryl Hamilton, that's my name, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's about it, man, you know. Hey, deuces, see y'all later.
Okay. That's what's up. Make sure y'all follow D-Ham, Daryl Hamilton, on Facebook. DJ Sergeant Rock, you up to the mic next.
All right, man. It's your boy, DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live, B.I., 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You know what I'm talking about? And you can find me at Facebook, you know what I'm saying, under Anthony Space, DJ Sergeant Rock. You connect all the letters. And the last name is Hale, H-A-L-E, you know what I'm saying? Because this is how we do it. And for all y'all independent artists, you know what I'm saying, that's you know, looking to get your music reviewed or played by me, or you just want me to, you know what I'm saying, just check you out and see what your flow like, email me all music, all DJ drops, or just email me to let me know that you fuck with me. And it's all lowercase. DJ S-G-T R-O-C-K the number 48 at gmail.com. And you can also catch me on Grind Hard Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays nights. We on spring break right now. So we will be coming back on the air real, real soon. So y'all need to get ready because we finna break the internet again. You know what I'm saying? And I am also right here with the God, Hey Rue, my dog B-Ham, and the illustrious Queen Tweety B, Grown Folks Business, every Saturday. You know what I'm saying? And don't y'all forget to stop by Pitt's Closet Jits Closet, DX Media, DX Customs. Get you some gear. Don't forget to holler at Grind Hard Radio Promotions. Pick up one of the packages over there for all you independent artists on your grind, on the come up. And for all your mixtape needs, make sure you go to tapesauce.com. You know what I'm saying? Workshop for Life Plus Entertainment, man. Shout out to my dog, Fee. We just had a video shoot a few days ago for the jam live from B-Town, my city. And it's going to be dope when it's finished. Shout out to my boy Chad on the camera. You know what I'm saying? It is just a movement, man. Mississippi is a global movement, man. We coming, man. Shout out to the Link Up. Shout out to everybody. We love y'all. And I'm out. Trio.
That's what's happening. All right. Our guest co-host, Lala, tell everybody how they can find you and get a hold to you.
I'm real simple. I only deal with Facebook. You feel me? So... my Facebook, Lala Dreadhead Hollister. You know what I'm saying? You can find me on there. I appreciate everybody for having me on here. The show was pretty dope, so you know what I'm saying? Keep grinding and everything. Everybody keep doing what they're doing. Shout out to please, I forgot his name, dude that hosts the radio show.
Okay, you got DJ Sergeant Rock, and you got the God Heyru and B Ham.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I gotta remember that. It's gonna take me a little bit to get used to everybody. So
that's okay.
It's gonna be like clockwork in a minute. It's gonna be so easy.
I'm telling you.
Oh, and shout out the Team Heroes.
Yeah.
We can't do the
fuck
with it.
That's what's happened. All right, the God Hey Rule. Oh Lord.
Hey man, you know now you can catch me on right Sunday day.
Hey, you ain't got no filter.
Walking through the shit van, man, with no shoes on. It's basketball, it's just swinging free. Or you could call me at 419-1800. You lost your motherfucking mind. You ain't getting that like that. I'm going to have security and shit. You know what I'm saying? Suntan girl, keep them back.
Okay.
You know, man, it's a pleasure being here with y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to come back, Lala. We need some more feminine energy over here, man. Tweety Beeman by herself, man, holding it down, carrying like,
don't
you know, three, four, sometimes five, six, seven, eight crazy-ass dudes, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
she
right.
Hold her own, so, you know. Welcome to the show, man. Hope you come back some more, man. You know, we be having a blast over here, man, you know. And, hey, that's, oh, and you might can follow me on Twitter, man, at HERUKHETIREBORN. That's Hey, we're cool to be born, man. You know what I'm saying? I might tweet something out to you. But, that's a mic, man, you know.
All right.
Slide back through next Saturday, man. I'll be here talking chief bit. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all pray for Heyru. Everybody just lay hands on your phone right now and pray for Heyru and agree, man.
Hold up. I got that new antivirus, man. You touch my phone, it's going to be like you might get shocked or something. Protected by Viper. Stand back.
Hey, you might blow up. They're shrinking bombs.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mountain. Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Alright then. I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.